Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Well, I hope you're feeling alert, alive, and energized today. But if you're not, that's okay, too. This show is for you. This show is a show that everybody tells me this. By the time they're done watching this, they are ready to take their life, their businesses, their relationships to new levels. Yeah, interesting, huh? You know, in fact, this show here, I think we have an average watch time on our YouTube channel right now, somewhere about 45 minutes, which is a long time for a YouTube show. Why? Because we bring in experts that can help you to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. And that's what we're talking about today. Today, I want to talk a little bit about intentional living. All right, I know you're doing intentional living. Well, I've heard that before. Yeah, but maybe you haven't heard it to the point where you've actually realized it in your own life and taken your life to a completely new level where you've taken off the limitations, your limiting beliefs, you've stepped yourself into a completely new level. You know, I had a billionaire on my show today. Actually, we did a recording, a guy by the name of Ivan Meisner, who created the BNI organization. They have about 11,000 chapters in 78 countries right now. And you know, we're talking about limiting beliefs with Ivan. And you know, believe it or not, hey, billionaires have limiting beliefs too that they have to take off. So wherever you are, there's probably something that you want to grow and evolve and become better at, right? Now, what is that for you? That's the real question. Well, it's pretty easy to assess. You see, limiting beliefs leave clues, right? They leave relationships that are not working, whether in business partnerships or at home personal relationships, relationships with your family. They leave clues in finances, right? If your finances are, you know, maybe you're deep in debt right now, maybe you're in a place where your cash flow is not right. Well, you know, there's probably something limiting your thinking around this. They leave clues in health. You know, if you're not where you want to be in your health, your fitness, vitality, you know, then, well, there's probably some limitations that you bought into that you've defined yourself by. And if that's the case, then here's the good news. Intentional living can change all of that like this very quickly. Takes time, takes persistence. You got to be hungry. But if you are ready to take your life to the next level, then this show is for you. And by the way, it might not just be for you. It might be for a family member or a friend or somebody you care about deeply that you want to help them to take their life to the next level. So intention, right? You know, a lot of people want more money, more health, more vitality. And here's what I found. You got to give it away to keep it, right? What does that mean? Well, when my life changed, it was service that changed everything for me. So my intentions every day start with service. Who can I support? Who can I help? Who can I inspire, empower to maybe give them a hand up, you know, rather than maybe a handout? Sometimes I give handouts too, but who can I give a hand up to today, right? I set my intention to do that because with service, you see, I found out that you can't outgive the Creator. You just can't. The more you give, the more it'll come back to you. But it's intentional giving that is important, right? And what I mean by that, well, you have to have the right intention. You have to have the right attitude, you know? It's an attitude of gratitude. It's an attitude of giving unconditionally. You don't have to expect things to come back to you all the time. Don't give that way. Give with your intention to be able to create more joy, more happiness, more love in this world. And how does that work in business? It works exponentially. Can't tell me how many times when somebody has felt limited and I said, listen, get out of your way, start intentional living, start being intentional about everything you do. Because what happens when you're in that place, honestly, when you get out of yourself, you get to a place where I would say that isolation is the key and solitude is the key to success. When you can stop, slow down and think, you make better decisions, better choices, you take different actions because your mind isn't racing all the time. So intentional living, get quiet, and then get clear with what fuels you. If you're doing a bunch of stuff that you just don't like every day, ask yourself why. Why am I doing this? If you're growing, you're learning, evolving, and maybe that's where you need to be, great. But if you're doing it every day and you're not having a lot of fun, you're not enjoying your life, then I say, get with the program, change the mindset, change the intention, all right? And life's going to get better. Today, I have an expert. He's got over 40 years experience guiding leaders and organizations in over 30 countries. We're going to talk about some of the subjects I just talked about. We're going to take a deeper dive. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll have my very special guest.
Do you suffer in pain? Are you stiff, tense, or less active than before? Introducing the EasyWell Remedy Massage System that combines the incredible effects of vibrational therapy, targeted deep tissue shiatsu massage, plus soothing infrared heat. A triple fusion of therapeutic experiences. Full body vibrational therapy increases blood circulation and reduces inflammation. Look at these beads moving from the powerful vibrational motors.
It's like 1,000 little fingers just vibrating my body from head to toe.
Infrared heat penetrates deep to reduce pain, soothe, and relax.
Remedy gets in there and helps deal with the source of the pain, so you feel much better.
The Ultra Shiatsu Pillow with 6 infrared heated nodes mimics a professional massage. Plus, it's detachable for deep relief anywhere you need it.
It's just something that you're gonna have to feel for yourself.
Experience the true remedy for your pain and stiffness. Call now.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new, clinically proven Legsercise Pro, the natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation the natural drug-free way.
After using Legsercise for a week, I felt like I wanted to go for a walk again without pain like I used to.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
It's helped with the swelling and the pain. The tingling feeling is gone.
Call right now and order your very own Legsercise Pro, the clinically proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call now.
Are you ready to take control of your health and well-being? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, the host of The Heal It Show, and we are revolutionizing the way wellness is approached. Join us as we journey through realms of physical, mental, and emotional health, guided by doctors from both Eastern and Western medicine, along with practitioners, transformational experts, and real people who have healed themselves and reignited their lives. The Heal It Show is all about empowering you to know the alternatives and make the right choices for your wellness journey. Tune in weekly for inspiring stories, practical tips, and solutions that will energize you to step into your power and restore your health. A show that shows you how to take charge of your health and happiness. Because as we heal ourselves, we heal the world. Heal it.
We have enough information. Just Google it or AI it. What the world needs today is courage and wisdom. The courageous ones have moved us forward. These are the fearless, the ones with determination, the resilient ones. They have grit and rise to meet the challenges and opportunities. They encourage, empower, and enlighten us to all glow up, shift our thinking, and step into our greatness. Yes, these are the ones who have led the way. Now, listen to the courageous ones of today and step into your courage.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'm very blessed to have my guest today, Larry Onan. Larry, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks a lot. It's good to be with you today, Ken. Thank you.
You know, it's not every day I get the wisdom of a man who's been, as a coach and a mentor and, in ministry, for 40 plus years, 30 countries around the world. That says a lot about you. Obviously, people, I guess at some place they want what you got, Larry.
I don't know for sure. I keep on calling. Yesterday, I got just a text message from a guy that I encouraged in 1974. I had not heard from him since then. I was asking him to come up with that time. And yesterday he wrote me and he said, I got to update you on what's happened to me since 1974. And if it wasn't for you and said to me back then, I wouldn't be where I am at today. And it was a lot more detail of what was going on. But I thought, oh my gosh, what we do in a day impacts somebody's life and we don't even have a clue what we're doing. And so, yes, I enjoy the fact that there's ways to help people every day. I'd be looking for those opportunities.
Oh, I love that. You know what I'd like to start out with you is a subject that's near and dear to my heart, which, you know, I'm talking about intentional living today. But, you know, intentional living without wisdom is like putting the cart before the horse, right? So there's this intuitive side that I know you've developed over the years. And, you know, I'd just like to talk to you a little bit about intuition and how impactful that is in your life and in those that you lead.
Well, you know, I think a lot of young adults, I run into some, I was coaching at this man that's 22 years of age, starting a brand new organization in his first year of seminary and has felt go certain directions. And he's got a lot of smarts. You know, he's got more smarts maybe than I do, and I'm impressed with how much he knows. But at 22 years of age, he hasn't quite category yet. He's collecting knowledge. And knowledge is extremely helpful to build our life out, but it comes by time and by experience, actually by sometimes failure and confusion that we actually grow with wisdom. So I'm a big one for, you know, letting God just work through a person, letting him put you through the rough times. I think we're often afraid of difficult times. We shy away from things that are challenging. But sometimes those challenges and those oopses and those firings or those changes in life are the biggest thing that causes us to grow. So I think the life itself helps us within, you know, it's not just guessing our way through life. It's learning from life. And we're in the process of learning. You know, life itself is the development process, steps and stages in growth and advancement. That's what the word means.
Yeah.
And I think we've got to say, okay, I've got to have an open hand and learn from this experience. Now, Ken, about 10 years ago, my wife died of a glioblastoma brain tumor. After 18 months of difficulty, she had a zombie. But, you know, I learned more through that downside of taking care of her for 18 months. And I came out spiritually stronger, and I don't have a grieving sense that I really lost anything. All she did was move to a different address. But it was the downside that 18 months caused a lot of spiritual growth in me. And I was always trying to grow. It wasn't that I was just connecting for the first time, but it was that experience. And so said, I am a better person today because of the pain and the grief that went through that particular period of time. I watched her die slowly over an 18-month period.
And, you know, as difficult as that must have been for you, I like what you're saying. You know, we can find strength, we can grow, we can become even a better version of ourselves through adversity. And I think that's what you're talking about here.
Well, the scripture talks of faith, but people don't usually get what it is. And faith is like a muscle. You've got to exercise it. Well, if you're not exercising that muscle and things happen to you from a spiritual perspective and accepting what those impacts are, it sometimes we get angry and disoriented because we think it's all about us and it's not about us.
Yes.
So I've just learned that life is to be lived fully. We be recognizing that even the downsides, the difficult times, are some of the times for the greatest experience of growth.
Yeah, 100%. 1992, I tell this story on my show a few times, but I woke up, you know, and I was in therapy for a while, and this counselor, I came into him and I said this day, listen, I'm hearing this little voice that says, you got to feel the pain to make the change. And he said to me, he says, well, Ken, I can't help you anymore. You go follow that voice. And that was a voice of truth. That was a voice of courage. That was exactly what I needed to do at that time, because I was chasing pleasure and everything. And all I wanted to do was feel no pain. Well, that led me to a lot of very interesting challenges. So, but everything changed for the better. Yeah.
Most of us want life to be on an easy street. I live in Southern California. So if I was deciding to go to Dallas, I wouldn't be heading north to Seattle. And I think a lot of times we got to decide where we're going to be going before we decide what road we're going to take. Because it'd be a difficult trip to go to Seattle and then drive back to Dallas, Texas. We've wasted days and hours. When I decide where I want to go and I make a choice, then that map is not going to be the same. We think that when we draw maps, you know, someone says, where do you live? I draw a straight line and I tell them things. No, life is not a straight line. Life is full of curves and interruptions, surprises. There's off ramps. There's radical change that takes you to a different road if something's closed. I think we've got to accept life is full of those things with the intentions of helping us grow through those things. So I'm big about just letting it happen.
Yeah. I think about letting it happen too. And, you know, and I'm also big at taking 100% responsibility for what comes into my world. And, you know, I know I'm facing a storm. It's coming my way. I can see it. It's all right. I've taken it on. It's a friend of mine that's got some health challenges, but, you know, really doesn't have anybody else to turn to but me at this point, which is fine. I'm okay. But, you know, we see it coming. And then we, you know, it's a kind of a reflective show for me. I'm asking myself, well, what is it that I'm going to learn, grow, and evolve into as I take on this next challenge? So I think we can do that too. Listen, I'm going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to take a little deeper dive into this conversation. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Fuster. I'll be right back with my guest in just a moment. I want to mention that you can subscribe right now on our YouTube channel so that you don't miss any of our shows. That would be amazing. And you can go, if you're my listening audience today, if you go to youtube.com/@thecouragenetwork, That's youtube.com at the Courage Network. You can subscribe and pass it on to all your family and friends. You don't want to miss any of these shows. You want to repeat them over and over again. All right, back to my guest, Larry Onan. Larry, I have a question for you. You know, in this society we live in today, man, all I have to do is turn on the news. And, you know, I listen to the fear and the doubt and the uncertainty and the insecurity and the confusion and the attacking of one side to the other. We're right. You're wrong. What the heck? How do we help people overcome this lack of, I would guess, direction, focus, truth, wisdom? What's your thought about that?
I think we're very polarized in our culture right now. It's probably worldwide, not just here in the United States, Ken. But I think what we've got to do is sometimes turn it off. I really try to monitor how much of that consumption I take in myself. Because if you watch too much of it, you become depressed and almost in a debilitated state. I think today we are probably more polarized than we've ever been. In my time working with many, many people, I've never seen this kind of chaos that kind of out there. But I think what we got to do is realize there is a bigger piece of living to live than what's going on in our culture. And I discovered this as I traveled overseas. For example, if I'm gone for 7 to 10 days, I come back, the culture is still as messed up as it was the day before, and nothing changed. So if you turn it off for a while, probably it's not going to be a life-changing experience that you're going to live through. There's not going to be too many questions of Charlie Kirk on a typical newscast. That was probably the most rare thing that has happened in our culture, I think, ever. Million people watching assassination, because we always hear about it and we always get the sound bites afterwards, but that was the rarity. Now, you can get depressed about that. It's amazing how many kids are thinking of suicide based on TikTok feeds right now. It's dangerous for kids because they're getting just the snippets of chaos. Yeah. And they're taking it so personally. So I think in some ways, back off of it, take it as a grain of salt, no matter which side of the coin you're on. Life is not going to fall apart because you don't watch a newscast.
Yeah.
It's not going to fall around you in that way. So I think we got to be very careful. We've got to discipline ourselves. And, you know, we were talking choices a little bit ago.
Yes.
But we got to make a choice not to let the feed of the system drive us in our brains.
Yeah. Well, you know, we can become part of the problem or part of the solution. And what you said, snippets of chaos, really, really resonates with me. You know, I know, you know, one of the ABC with David Muir, right? You know, they're very smart at what they do. You know, one of the things they do every single night is they show snippets of chaos of the weather. Every night, okay, there's always a storm coming, a tornado coming, a new hurricane coming, you know, some fires going on, you know, there's always that. And, you know, it's that piece, if we start to, the way the mind works is a lot of times we'll see something and then we'll start to project it into our own world. And if you're if you have those negative images and you're starting to live now by, oh my gosh, well, you know, I live in California, maybe an earthquake might be coming, or the next fire, or the next big storm, you know, that's not a place to, you're going to generate wealth and joy and happiness and in your life. It may be entertaining, but it's not the place you want to be if you want to have real true I would say wisdom flowing through you. What do you say to that?
I think the danger to me is that we are consumers of the wrong information. And I think if we make choices, you know, like on my phone, an example of this, Ken, on my phone, I've got 5 things I'll do every day. It starts off with gratitude. It talks about prayer. It's about action to help somebody else. It talks about finishing the day and the gratitude that I got to live today.
Yeah.
If we don't remind ourselves of the way we want to be and the way we want to live, we're going to get caught up in the chaos. And the chaos could be the next truck driver that runs across the freeway in California. We had that happen a few weeks ago. Everything you see out there is, in fact, the negativity itself. We are consumers of fear. And I am just choosing to live a life that's not consumed by that. It doesn't mean I'm ignoring it. I'm letting it consume my life and make my decision. I think we saw it in COVID, where out of fear, we were doing some of the stupidest things in the world. The whole world was caught up in fear. We wouldn't go places. We wouldn't socialize. We wouldn't do things. I think sometimes that was our naive bent, to create an environment where we are codependent on somebody else telling us what to do. I am responsible for my life. I believe that I've got a strong spiritual connection that leads my life. But I need to be focused on the bigger thing, not on the newscast feed that's going to hit me today. And I'm making intentional choices every single day. Yeah. And I choose to do that. It's not because if you don't choose it, you're going to get caught up in the opposite, Ken. It's just going to happen.
Well, I think COVID was a good test for a lot of people. You know, when COVID hit, I had friends that told me, hey, listen, you want to, they invited me to go for a bike ride with a mask. And I said, listen, guys, you know, I'm not doing anything like that. I said, I'm breathing the air. I'm vital. I'm healthy. I don't buy into that. And, you know, and I didn't. And, you know, quite frankly, you know, during that time, I thought, you know, what's the highest and best for me and my family? And I thought, you know, all the national parks are shut down. Everything's down. Let's go visit everything when it's back to nature. So that's what we did for 2 years. I did that for a couple of years and doing my broadcast and everything else. But, you know, it comes back down to living from a place of truth, of understanding, of courage, of wisdom, and applying that in your life when the greatest tragedies, and I believe that the COVID vaccine thing was a tragedy for millions, comes into our world. You know, I do remember when 9-1-1, 9-11 hit, you know, and George Bush, the Dixie Chicks at the time, spoke out and said, hey, man, we shouldn't be doing this. We shouldn't be going to war. And they got cut off, right? And I was afraid to speak my voice. And I knew the next tragedy that came back around, I'm not going to be afraid anymore. I'm going to speak the truth. You know, I'm going to have my opinion. I'm going to put the solutions in the world. And instead of the fear and the fear mongering, I'm not doing that. So, you know, I had to learn that lesson, you know, but hopefully a lot of people learn that lesson this time around. You know, governments come, governments go, government policy comes and goes, but your truth, your courage, and your wisdom needs to be developed and evolved over time so that you become part of the solution.
Well, I think that's, you know, again, if we are making intentional decisions every day in life, now that's a frame of reference, it's a background of understanding why those are important, but intentionality in life, you can choose. I was watching a guy drove someplace a few days ago, a guy was driving his car, 80 degree weather, Southern California, beautiful day, wearing a mask. And I'm thinking, he is fearful of them.
Yeah.
And life is not to be lived that way. I think, you know, we all as kids went to carnivals and we got in bumper cars and we loved to be joshed around for a 5 or 6 minute ride where everybody was smashing everybody else. But life is not a bumper car circle. Yeah. Life is not to be, we don't see life as just cramming us and somebody else creating chaos for us. And if we get out and start to say, I don't want to live in the bumper car routine forever. It may have been fun for 5 minutes. That is not the way to live. Life is never meant to be where we beat up each other.
Yeah.
And we've called that fun. We call that something that's not real.
Yeah.
The Old Testament talks about where a little verse in there says we're fearfully and wonderfully made, and we're made for a purpose. It's not a mistake that we're having a conversation. And I believe if we start to say, okay, I'm going to accept the bigger purpose, I think anybody can figure it out. Some people don't like the solutions that are there, but that's a choice as well, because you can do what you want to do. But I just really am convinced that there is much more. I see so many people struggling and surviving, and I'm saying to them all the time, there's no reason to be struggling. Once you start thriving, but you got to make a choice that what thrives today.
Yeah.
It's not a mistake.
You not only have to make the choice to want to thrive, you got to let go of the things that are stopping you from thriving. You know, you may have big people around you that are just, you know, bless their hearts, but, you know, they focus on all the negative all the time. You know, and you know, if that person's in your life and they're testing your resolve, you say, hey, I got this dream, and they say you'll never do it, but you go, you know what? That person just tested me. I'm gonna go do my dream anyway. Okay. You know, that's fine. But you know, if you're collapsing under negativity of people around you or the TV or TikTok or anything else, honestly, do yourself a favor, like Larry said earlier, you know, turn it off. Turn it on and turn you on. Turn that off. Turn you on. What's you? Well, you know, Larry knows this. I know this. We've been working with spirit for years. You know, inside of you is this friggin' amazing, brilliant brilliance, right? That has more power, more energy, more ideas, more wisdom than anything that's in the world. It's all inside of you. And all you have to do is learn how to let go of the, I would call the rust around the soul. What's that? It's your worries, your grief, your guilt, your shame, your remorse, all that stuff that's around you that's not allowing that brilliance to come forth. When you can let it out, it's like you let your dragon out, okay? Not in a negative sense, in a very powerful sense, to go out there and start being you. I think that's one of the keys here.
Well, Ken, I think many people try to make life work themselves. I think it was the famous philosopher Pascal once said, there's a God-shaped vacuum in the heart of every man that could be only filled with one thing, and it was Jesus Christ in his opinion. Now, he lived most of his life as an atheist, but in his philosophy of search, he concluded that there was only one thing that could really satisfy the soul. Now, we're humans. We have a physical body. We do things that way. We get upset because our physical body falls apart. But also to say, soul care is really very important to this process because that's going to keep on living forever.
Yeah.
I mentioned earlier when my wife had a birth tumor, all she did was moved out of her whole body that she no longer needed.
Right.
And I realized I'm a soul care person right now. I'm taking care of today because today is important for what I'm going to do tomorrow. So I think we just say stop, pause, move to a focus. Say, how do I relate to this God thing? How do I relate to that vacuum that's in my heart? And then how do I fill that heart? And it's amazing. We decide we're going to do things. A choice is positive, a choice is negative. I choose not to be around negative people. When I'm around negative people, it just drives me. It strikes me. Okay. Now, I can't change the person from being negative, but I can get out of his way. And then when I'm out of the way, I have got better capacity to make good choices myself. So you may have even relatives that are just, you've got to almost isolate yourself from certain things that they say and do. That's not mean you don't go to Thanksgiving dinner and enjoy good fellowship, but you're not consumed their negativity because that's going to drain you down. That's if you. But you've also got to know why you're here and where you're going. I think many people wonder why they even exist.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movements and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster, and I'm talking today with Larry Onan. And Larry, why do we exist? That's a good question. What is this?
No,
why am I here?
Well, maybe I was born as a preacher's kid. That didn't mean much. It was just religiosity, and I saw a lot of crazy things going on. I saw religious people trying to be religious, and by the time I was a junior at the University of College, put that aside. But then I realized that there really was a purpose for me being here, and I started to pack that a little bit more. And so my spiritual journey made a big difference in how I saw life. If you go back to the Torah book in the Bible, the book of Genesis, it shows that God created man for a purpose, and he put him in a garden. Now, that garden was like the yard of most of our homes. It was the size of probably Rhode Island, is at least that big. But he said, here is all that I created. And he put Adam and Eve there, and the words were, take care of my stuff, basically. You can have it all. You can name the animals. You can do things. I want you to steward what I created. When I started to realize that I was my purpose in life is really just to be what he wants me to be. And I recognize King David, many other people in the Old Testament of Scripture talk about the greatness, the holiness of God. Those are great things to do. But he also says, while you may see me as great, I want you to take my stuff. So you know what that means to me? I don't own anything. I have a house in California that they say is mine. I pay tax on it. It's not mine. I have an SUV. It's not really mine. I've closed the closet. They're not mine. I'm stewarding what's been entrusted to me. When I started realizing that I can steward things and take care of things and live my life the way I made, the fearful and wonderful of my life, then I can say, okay, now I can apply that and help somebody else. I'm free to help other people because I know all my roles. I'm just a steward of somebody else's stuff. I want people to realize they can do exactly that as well. They can be influencing the lives of many people all the time because they are a steward of what God's already given them.
I think what God's given all of us in spades is love. And I think when it gets down to the basis of, you know, you're a steward of the home. Well, you bring love into that home. You bring love into, you know, making your bed in the morning, if that brings love in your life. You bring love into our relationships, how we treat one another. We bring love into our businesses, you know, how we treat our customers, how we guide our customers or help our customers, you know. We bring that peace. It's not talked a lot. I don't talk a lot about that on this show, but we should probably talk more about it. Because ultimately, love is an energy, it's a frequency, it's a vibration. And when you're in that state of love, when you can love yourself, I'm not talking about loving your ego, I'm talking about loving the higher self that lives within you. When you can be in that place and hold that energy, you can love everybody in the world in a much greater way. And that alone can shift our consciousness. Like you said, go to the Thanksgiving Day and, you know, and you got a relative that you might need to stay, you know, stay a few feet from. It doesn't mean you can't love them from a distance. You can love them from a distance. You can pray for them from a distance. You can think positive thoughts from a distance. You can bring that energy in a way that can really support your family and everybody here to grow. What do you say to that?
Well, in those kind of situations, like what you illustrated, it doesn't mean that if I'm with somebody that I have disagreements with, I've got some friends that are on a different political side than I am. I don't go in to see them with the intention of discussing politics.
Yeah.
I can talk about common things that we have and have a very good time. I'm going to avoid the things that create friction. That doesn't mean I'm not going to solve that argument, having friction. I can choose to reach out to them and show love of God through me to them. And part of it is keeping my mouth shut on certain subjects.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we've got to say, I'll guard my tongue, as this is not the battle I want to win. I'm looking for the larger picture of how I can relate to the person in life. And today's discussion about what they saw on television last night is not really worth it. So there's controversies even about the Charlie Kent hurt that. People got crazy ideas out there.
Yep.
What we saw made me fascinated. That's all there is to it. It's pathetic. But when people start to get into the nuances of what they think he meant or what he, whatever's going on, sometimes we got to say, let's back off and just be sad about a person's life being taken. Let's not talk about the politics of that. I think we've got to be very careful but intentional.
Well, let me shift. You know, one of the things we haven't talked today about is your book. It's called Intentional Living and Giving, and I want to get this into our discussion because this is, you know, I know you said at first, hey, Larry, Ken, don't make it all about my book. Make it about what's in the book. Well, I think we've done that. We've done a lot of that. What's in the book? But now I want to talk about the book, right? And
Let me just help me. Maybe the people want to know this is kind of a guidebook for living. And that's what this book really is. And I was in my early 30s when I really started studying this with a group of four or five other guys. And we were assigned a task of figuring out what lifestyle stewardship was all about. Nobody knew what the term meant. Most of the time you hear the word stewardship and you think somebody's going to be wanting you to give money. And money and stewardship are kind of anonymous terms right now. This book is not about money. Oh, there's one chapter on money in the book because you're expecting something about money. The interesting thing about giving money, Ken, just very simple, is it's a tangible way you see yourself doing something. You're giving something out of your possession, what you call your possession, and you're watching it go to work. So, money, you know, in fact, the book of Deuteronomy, Old Testament, God said, I don't need your money. I'm asking you to give because you need to learn to keep me first in all things. No, God's not poor, and he's not begging us to give us something back or spanking us if we don't. But he said, you need to learn from the experience of giving and tangibly giving resources as one way to do that.
Yeah.
One of the things I say all the time, I may have even said it earlier in the show, but I'll say it again. You know, we don't need more information, just Google it or AI it. What we need is more wisdom. And that's what we're talking about here. You know, Intentional Living and Giving by Larry Onan has wisdom in the book. And if you want to have more wisdom in your life, a book such as Larry's and specifically this book can help you do that. So, Larry, where can they get the book, by the way?
Well, you can find it through almost any Amazon outlet. People love Amazon. It's the largest bookseller in the world. Yeah, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, any place you can go in, ask them for Intentional Living and Giving. You'll find it there. If they want to go to my website, larryonan.com, you can get them there if you want signed copies. I'm not trying to put a book there as much as I just want people to get it.
Yeah.
It's a digital book, so you can get it for audio. Or not audio, but for digital reading, one on Kindle. And Ken, the book is really divided into two sections. One is what's the being a steward and things right. After you pass the first section, it's how do I live with these principles in mind? I call people authorized wealth distributors because they're authorized to give away God's wealth and resources to many people, many circumstances. And there's about 100 things that anybody could get at any time. So this is not the money. It's about life itself. How do I give encouragement? How do I give a listening ear? Those things are as valuable and sometimes more valuable than the money you might give. So it is a practical tool to say, I want to live this life of victory. How do I go about doing it? And hopefully through process or as a handbook, will help almost anybody out there in the reading that will say, okay, that's me. Okay, I can make these improvements. Okay, I can tweak this a little bit more and be more successful in doing it. I think understanding is the first step toward the wisdom application on this.
Well, it is understanding, and it's understanding as we just started the show. We'll wrap the show. You know, it starts about intention, right? So if you have the intention to understand, you have the intention, you have some area of your life you really want to focus on and you want to step up, right? It starts with intention to change. And you set the intention to change. You go out and get Larry's book, Intentional Giving, and you start to understand that with intention, the people, the places, the things, everything you need will show up if you're persistent. That's the key. You got to be persistent. You got to take action around it. You know, if you're listening to the show right now and you go, oh, yeah, I'll get that book later. Don't get it later. Go right now. Go get that book. And yet, you know, my mentor told me this. Ken, never leave the site. He was talking about coaching at the time, a coaching session without taking immediate action. I tell people this on my show. Never leave this show without taking immediate action. Okay? If you do, your life's going to get better. It's that simple.
And I found that people, this has been really helpful for my kids that don't want to hear me speak, but I want to talk to them about something that's important to me for them. And the book itself is a nice way for you to say, this has touched me. I thought you might like it because it could help you in living your life without you becoming the, quote, preacher, which they would sometimes take as all you're trying to do is ram something down my throat.
Yeah.
But when you can start to talk about your personal life experiences reflected from the principles of this book, read it, enjoy it. There might be some principles that help you. It's the older generation communicate to the younger, and it's written in the style of the generation. It was not designed around the old guys that could just read book chapter by chapter and get there. That's why it's in two sections, and that's why conceptual from a biblical side, and then it's very practical from a practical side.
That's
the way young people think. They think.
A question. So you said you can get it on Kindle. Do you know if you can get it on Audible by any chance?
It's not Audible, I don't think, yet. They're talking about the it's Audible formats right now.
Okay,
but you can download it. If you go to my website, you can download 3 chapters today absolutely free. So you just read it and see if you like it.
I love
that's
it.
Anything you. I'm just wanting people to get into the content. That's really it. Transformation from my wife and I when we started discovering this and applying it, and there was about 6 or 8 of us working on this together, just changing everything we did. Everything we did from day to day activity in our business dealings just started to change when we realized what we could do to influence the world.
Love.
And the
Larry,
people around.
Larry, thank you. Thank you so much for being here. I'm out of time. I got to go. What a great discussion. I really enjoyed our time together.
Thank you very much, Ken. It's been great to be with you.
Great. And thank all of you for being here today. I hope you will take our wisdom that we've given you today and apply it in your life. And maybe, you know, I like Larry's idea, you know, at the end there about, you know, with his kids, you know, maybe the kids can't hear you, but maybe they can hear this show. So give them that show. Give them this show. Maybe they'll get some benefit out of it. Hopefully they will. Until next time, continue to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and you will be able to do the impossible. Take care.